Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Listen to me. Dating, right? If you're dating, this one could possibly be for you, or even if you just remember the date in life, because a dating trend for 2026 is putting kissing, snogging, they're called, the old-fashioned kissing, right back into the spotlight. People are choosing to slow down, build some chemistry before getting a little bit too serious. It's a big talk across TikTok and, of course, popular lifestyle coverage. So everyone's going to have these discussions about whether snogging is a really, really good way to build, you know, just build a relationship. They're talking about a wider shift towards presence, emotional openness, and clearer intentions. Now, it all sounds very serious. A kiss is a kiss, but apparently daters are seeking deeper connection, and kissing is being, I keep saying kissing, I should say kissing is being reframed as a meaningful, low pressure way to spark intimacy. So is a good old, can you not just beat a good old kiss with your other half, or if you're looking to build connection with somebody if you're dating? You can drop us a text 087 798 98 98, but on the topic of dating, we were chatting about this in the office, right? And one of the lads, who will stay anonymous, he has mentioned that he was going on a date this week, right? I'm good on him getting himself out there in the new year and, you know, really, really enjoying dating life. But he did say something in the office, and half the office were like, oh my God, no. And then half of them were like, yeah, absolutely, go for it. It's a first date, and he was debating bringing flowers. Right, now the poor old crater, half the ladies in the office went, absolutely not, don't you dare. And then the other half were like, oh, that's really sweet. But I want to do a straw poll, ladies of Dublin, right? Let us know, should he be bringing flowers? You can text us on 087 798 98 98. Or is there something else that is replacing flowers? I would love, we were chatting this, my boss seemed slightly horrified. I said I'd love just even a single red rose. And my boss, Pat, was like, what would you do with it? I'm like, I'd put it in the middle of the table and just look at it and know that it was a nice, nice thing. Now, I'm 8 years and married to my partner, so, you know, getting a flower, I'd be worried. I'd be like, what have you done wrong? But in dating life, what are the do's and the don'ts when it comes to dating? And is flowers an ick or an ah? That's the way I'm going to put it, right? Drop me a text, 087 798 98 98. We want to hear whether flowers are a good thing. What are the do's and don'ts of dating? What would you like to see a fella arrive with? Is it perfume? Are you high maintenance? Do you want a Chanel bag or something? Drop us a text. And we've been talking all things dating and a little bit of love. I'm not going to lie to you, right? Because we've been chatting about, yes, a dating trend for 2026 is starting to kick itself back in, right? Hold on. Oh. Oh, we love a bit of love is in the air. But a dating trend that has kicking back in, people are talking all things snogging, right? They're saying that the best way to find out whether you like somebody is snogging. And we were talking about a lad who works in our office here. Again, will remain completely nameless, but is definitely listening. But he's going on a first date, right, for the very first time in 2026. And he was asking the girls in the office, and everybody actually in the office, whether he should bring flowers. And we were saying, some of the girls said it was a complete ick. Some of the lads were saying it's a great idea. And then some people were saying, ah, no, it's great. We were asking you to get in touch on 087 798 98 98. And it sparked a debate. I'm not going to lie to you. Connor is in Ranelagh, says, I think flowers are grand if it's dinner, not a walk or a pint. If you're meeting for seafood or wine, a small bunch shows effort. Now, Connor, I'm going to ask you, are you picking that small bunch out of the, you know, the bins at the top of like any sort of shop? Or are you like actually going to a florist and get them? That's my question. Liam and Tala, it depends on the woman. Some love it, some hate it. If you've been chatting a while and there's a good vibe, flowers can be a very nice touch. Darren in Clontarf says, I'm romantic, not unhinged. One flower is charming. A bouquet says, I've already picked baby names. Let's relax. Darren, so what? I'd love that. I'd be like, yeah, what's the first child? What's the second child? And Mark is in Howth. He's 35 in Howth. Really had to solidify the age there. I brought flowers once and spent the whole night guarding them like a newborn because we kept moving pubs. Never again. If she wants flowers, she'll get chips instead. I'm not going to lie to you, Mark. You're a man after my own heart anyway. Chips, that they're the definitive way to my heart.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Wipes that wow in just 15 minutes.
98FM.
Yes, it's 98FM, and of course, my favourite time of the day. She's not in studio, but she is coming to us from somewhere gorgeous, glamorous. Showbiz Shannon is on the line. Shan, we're talking all things Golden Globes.
Oh, yes, and they kicked off last night, and here are some of the highlights. So, one battle after another, Hamnet and Adolescence were the big winners of the night. Timothy Chalamet has gone and done it again by winning Best Actor for Marty Supreme, which now makes him the youngest ever winner for Best Actor in a Motion Picture, and he's 30. Like, what an accomplishment.
He's doing some amazing things out there. And even that Marty Supreme, some people say it's a little bit too long, but the majority, everybody loves it. And so do the Golden Globes.
I haven't seen it yet, but I am living for it. But the thing that I'm living for the most is him and Kylie Jenner.
Oh, the little PDA of the little kiss and all the rest of it. I'm not really a big PDA person, but I'm here for them too.
I really am. I hope he just comes on the Kardashians because we need to see more of this.
Oh, absolutely. Could you imagine that?
I know, it'd be so good. It'd be TV gold. I want to see how he gets on with the kids and all of that kind of stuff.
Just being in the mix, trying on the lip kits and all the rest of it. Could you imagine?
Yeah, it'd be brilliant. Elsewhere, Owen Cooper is taking the award season by storm at just 16. Like, honest to God, I cannot believe that this guy is 16. He won Best Male Performance for a Supporting Role in Television for Adolescence, and it's so well deserved.
Yeah, Adolescence really kind of took the board there. I know that between them, Hamnet, and the studio for Apple TV, it was a really big night for all of them, but Owen Cooper is just, like, killing the game.
And he is getting photo opportunities with everyone, every single person. He was shaking hands with Leonardo DiCaprio and everything. You gotta love his confidence.
I'd say they love him more than he loves them, to be honest.
Yeah. Amy Poehler was the first person to win an award for Best Podcast for Good Hang. So this was the very first time that this category was announced. So fair play to her.
Yay, you up the podcasts.
And saving the best for last, our very own Jessie Buckley won Best Actress for her role in Hamnet. Here's a snippet from her speech.
Oh my God, the incredible women I am honoured to stand beside in this category. I mean, Julia Roberts, you are like a hero to us all. My husband, he's really been enjoying the free canapes and cocktails, so thank you so much for having us along. I love what I do and I love being part of this industry.
I mean, all I can say is up the Irish. Up the Irish.
Go on the Irish. Also, she's just so down to earth. Like, I just want her to give speeches all the time.
100%. Like, just salt of the earth. We love that. And also, we love when an Irish win anything. They could win the Tidy Town Award. And I'm like, yay!
Go on. The night was hosted by Nikki Glaser. And in her upcoming opening monologue, she wasted no time roasting Michael B. Jordan, Timothy Chalamet. But my personal fave was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh.
What a career you've had. I mean, countless iconic performances. You've worked with every great director. You've won 3 Golden Globes, an Oscar. And the most impressive thing is that you were able to accomplish all of that before your girlfriend turned 30. I mean, it's just insane. Leo, I'm sorry I made that joke. It's cheap. You know what? I tried not to, but like, we don't know anything else about you, man. Like, there's nothing else. Like, open up.
When she does those roast comedy sketches, I just think she's absolutely brilliant.
She is so good. And even Leo was like, yeah, I can't argue with that. Yeah. Like, literally.
He knows it already.
He really does. And finally, we can't talk about the Golden Globes without mentioning the swag bags.
Oh,
so winners and presenters were gifted swag bags worth $1 million.
Jeepers. God, what are you doing in that? How big is the bag?
Well, from doing the Oscars 2 years back, it's not actually a bag. It's like a suitcase and numerous bags.
Okay, a load of envelopes, basically.
Pretty much. And as we know, these people are loaded. They literally don't need it, but obviously it's good publicity. They have luxury stays, yacht charters, private jet access, rare French wines, skincare, hair care, massages, the works.
I mean, I could do with some of that.
Oh, stop, send it our way, please.
Shan, thank you so much. You're back in studio tomorrow, are you?
No, I'm coming from you live from London tomorrow as well. Back
Listen,
Wednesday.
Showbiz Shannon live from London, live from somewhere glamorous all the time. Thank you so, so much.
Thanks, Mel.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. On 98FM.